African Americans Today by Stephanie Kuligowski. Those Who Overcame. Not long ago in the United States, African Americans had to live by different rules than other people. They were segregated. This means that they were separated from white people. They could not share restrooms, drinking fountains, or parks. They had to sit in the backs of buses and movie theaters. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., helped put an end to segregation. But many people held on to their prejudices against African Americans. A prejudice is an unfair opinion formed without facts or evidence. Prejudices put African Americans at a disadvantage. The people in this book have overcome those disadvantages. Oprah Winfrey has reigned over the entertainment world with her own talk show, television network, movie studio, and magazine. Colin Powell became the first African American Secretary of State. Maya Angelou was asked to write a poem for the president's inauguration. And Muhammad Ali was the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. These Americans dreamed big. They practiced, studied, and trained. They never took no for an answer. They climbed to the top of their chosen fields, and by doing so, they cut paths for others to follow. Equal opportunities. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy asked American schools and businesses to take affirmative action. He wanted